Yeah, big 3 points for us against a team that's doing particularly well this year. I didn't think we played particularly great today. I have to say I thought the ref was so fussy that the game was never allowed to get going. Every time it was a challenge it was a foul on either side. So he's managed to book about six, seven players in a game that didn't have a bad foul in it. So I was a bit disappointed with that because the flow of the game was stopped. I'm delighted and absolutely delighted with the debut of Danny. I thought he gives us things that we haven't got, and I think that was evident in the second half. I think he could have had a couple himself in the second half, but his back to goal play is something that we're not used to and we will benefit from. His physical presence in the box is something that we desperately needed, and I thought we had a great debut. I'll chuck on it.
You asked for your number fours, your number sevens to get on the score sheet.
Yeah.
And Davis did that today.
Yes, right. I think number eight, Tom, is. I've got to pull you up on that one. But, yeah, no, you're dead right. I need, you know, the four sits in and the seven and eight get on, and we needed goals from there and we got a goal from there. And that's important, that Sam and Tom, you know, contribute goals there, because if I look at the 3-1 win today, you know, two of them are pens. So we have to convert a larger percentage of our chances, and as soon as we start doing that, then you know, I'd look forward to seeing this play.
Terry, you said you saw after playing today and next Saturday, I think you said you'd maybe know a bit more about the team having played, you know, the top teams that are up there. Do you know any more after today?
Yeah, I think it's quite evident after playing at Chelmsford that they'll be right up there, and I expect you know, Drax has done a wonderful job at Maidenhead, and but it would be a big ask for them to be right there. Whereas I went and watched Hayes and I thought they were very, very good side. So I'm looking forward to going home for me, because that is my home. So
first and second game that now on Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be great. I'm sure we'll take 1,000+ just up the road on the railway. And I really look forward to it. They've got a nice playing surface and they're a very talented young side, Hayes.
At what point do you kind of raise your ambitions?
I think the chair done that today, didn't he? I think we signalled our ambitions today or in the week by signing Keble. We've gone into the transfer market for something we needed that we didn't have, and I think that signals the fact that, you know, you can't keep hiding behind saying, well, we hope we get the playoffs. I mean, basically what we hope we do is win the league, and if we can't win the league, then the minimum we'll be looking at is the playoffs, and then we'd look to go up that way, you know.
So the signing of Danny was took everyone a bit by surprise this week. Is it, obviously a couple paid a fee for him?
Yeah, we have. I don't know what Eric and I don't know what Grays and that have said about the fee, so I can't tell you what the fee is, but
it's a statement of intent, isn't it, signing a player that's done so well.
You could say that if you were looking for a headline. I think that's a fine statement to make, yeah. By the way, you said
similar with the result today. I mean, other teams will look at that result, Maidenhead were unbeaten, and look at it, and signing of Danny as well, maybe a significant win.
I hope so, and it's still very early in the day. We're still playing in summer conditions on lovely pitches, and we haven't had to fight and scrap on poor pitches on horrible days. So there's still a lot of question marks about the team, and we've still got a lot to answer.
You're taking being the only unbeaten team in the league after 9 games.
Of course you would. I can't believe how well it's gone. And we need to just make sure that we've got a couple of weeks now where we can really get a lot of good work in on the training ground this week and next week, and we need to take advantage of that.
So do you see the Hayes game as being the biggest test today?
It is without doubt. I mean, I can quite honestly say the players the biggest test today. They're second, didn't they? So it's going to be that, and all my mates in Hayes are going to be turning it out to try and stuff it up.
You've been back there many times over the years?
Went there back with Aldershot the year we won the league and they beat us. If they beat us and then we win the league, that'll do me.
Is Jason Goodliffe, is he the state to claim today? It's a bit of a surprise.
Ben had a bit of a back problem and didn't train Thursday. And I'm not one for massively changing the side if I don't have to. Jay played today, done very well. Managed to get himself man of the match, because everyone loves him. and he done well, and either of those two players are exceptional players, so I'm delighted.
I imagine he'd be pretty keen to stay in the team for Hayes as well.
It's his home as well, yeah, so yes, I would say yes.
Were you particularly happy with Tony Finn today? He was, after half-time, he changed roles and still go
yeah, well, I've got the enviable job of juggling Godfrey, Finney in that midfield four, and neither of them give me a lot of height, strength, but they both give me great things on the ball, so if I can get away with them, then we're going to be fantastically entertaining and create and score goals, but we might be a little bit weak defensively. So, you know, we've got Jake to add to that, you've got Sammy who picked an injury up today. Sammy really nearly didn't play today. So
what was his injury?
He's got a groin strain.
Your hand was forced at half time, really.
To be fair, looking at that game, I was always going to make the change at half time, because, you know, we've got him here because we think we need something in that department. I thought I tell you what, he surprised me, a little bit of pace today, which surprised me, because I never put him down as quick, but he was going past people today, to be fair.
Was his pitch you expected him to be?
Well, he's played, to be fair, I watched him last Sunday play up front on his own, and I mean properly up front on his own, against Kidderminster back four that were like the land of the giants, and he ran his socks off, and I think he's got that sort of running style that looks like he's knackered, but he keeps doing that. He can do that for 90 minutes, and he does that all the time, and after the ball breaks down, he might be like, he's knackered, and the ball comes again, he comes alive again. I couldn't be happy with that debut.
Persuading to get him.
No, I think once he knew that Greys were willing to sell, this club doesn't take a lot of selling. He was sitting on the bench, sort of going, put me on. So, you know, who wouldn't want to pay him something? But it's a good 3,000 a day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Lovely, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.